Well, I said that it's a white man.
All right. And suppose you were angry with a member of my race and wanted to call the person something insulting. What could you say? Now, I'm not going to take offense at this, so if you have any special terms...
Well, I don't generally use bad words, and I always try to think before speaking and try to use something good and give over not using no bad words.
Did you ever hear anybody else?
Oh, yes, I have. I've heard plenty of it go on.
Do you remember anything? Remember any of the words that somebody else might have used about a person of a white?
Well, they say that old cracker.
All right. Any others?
No.
Well, that's good. I finally got something out of you. A lot of people are, of course, reluctant to say something like that. They don't want to hurt other people's feelings. But you won't hurt my feeling, believe me. Because I know you're not talking about me.
Yes.
All right. Suppose a man had a fishing rod and he liked it very much and his child broke it. You might say that the man, when he found the broken fishing rod, got awfully what about it?
Awfully mad.
Okay. Any other terms you might use?
Well, he was awfully vexed about it.
Okay. Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really what?
Tired.
Okay. Any others?
I don't know.
Okay. You might say that the nurse or the doctor at the high school sent the girl home early because the girl what at school?
Because she
You know, she may have started vomiting or something, so she...
Because she was ill.
All right. If a person had a sick feeling down here, we would say that he feels sick, what?
In his stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy, cranky celebration that comes immediately after a wedding sometimes? You know, when some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom, they bring bells in and all that. You've probably heard it.
Well, it was just a noisy situation.
Did you ever hear of serenade or belling or chivalry or anything like that?
Well, yes, I have.
Which one?
People used to serenade when I was quite young. And they would come around to your house with all sort of noise and all.
Okay. Now, you probably heard housewives say something like this. You just put the word in there. When I say what, you put a word in place of what after I think. You know, you've heard them, little children are bad, and you might have heard a housewife say, you'd better behave or what will get you?
The devil.
Okay. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend Christmas morning?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, and I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far.
Love this very far.
Okay. What do you call an animal with a very hard
shell? Hi. You just got here.
What do you call an animal with...
He's having an interview with me.
All right. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its legs and head back in its shell. It lives in water.
A turtle.
Okay. What do you call...